Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into another Wealth Building Wednesday. I thought you were going to be a little more on Johnny on the spot with that.
I know, my bad. I dropped the ball.
Hopefully everybody's having a great week. You know we are talking about all things money on today's show. If you're new to the show, be sure to head over to go.millionairemindcast.com, submit a question that we will answer. Each and every week we pick somebody or multiple questions to answer on the show to get it directly from what you guys want to hear, whether that's a topic, a question that you want us to dig into to cover, put us to work for you.
Absolutely.
If you go to go.millionairemindcast.com, submit that question, review, and subscribe. Feel free to share this with anybody that gets some value from today's topic. And by entering at go.millionairemindcast.com, we pick one winner each and every month to get a planner, to get a book, to get a $50 Visa gift card, a couple coaching calls. That's a total value of over $1,100, and we love being able to connect with you guys. I gotta be honest. I mean, we got some pretty sharp people listening to this show.
Oh, yeah, some really great. I've had the pleasure of connecting with a couple of you folks over the past few weeks, and, man, some great stories all across the United States. We got some real savvy real estate investors, people looking to deploy their cash in really unique ways on some cool opportunities. Keep it coming, guys. Me and Matt have been drilled, like he said, with all these questions, comments. We appreciate them. And you guys, the listener, are the lifeblood of this show. So we appreciate everything and we look forward to helping you guys out more.
It's really interesting to see the kind of range of where people are at in their investing journey. And the one thing that I have kind of pulled away from all of this is if you're listening to this show right now, this episode, it tells me that you are somewhat money motivated, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Zero.
And at the same time, you are constantly looking to sharpen your axe and really understand based on whatever tree you're chopping at, whether that's real estate investing, whether that's business, whether that's the markets, whether that's retirement, whatever it may be, you're constantly seeking to find that next edge, that next way to break through and level up. And that's exactly what we cover here on this show. So be sure to head over to go.millionairemindcast.com to dig into some of that stuff that we got in regards to the contest. And of course, we've been getting some of you inquiring about some of our, we've been kind of passive about sharing this, but yeah. our wealth camps that we are going to be doing here throughout this year. this isn't going to be for everybody. This is going to be for the affluent individual, somebody mm-hmm. who's already got some wealth under their belt.
Yeah.
Somebody that is, you know, maybe at that $500,000 mark or $1 million mark and really looking to scale and get real strategic of playing the game of chess when it comes to your wealth.
Yeah. And we're going to look for people that are willing to, and a lot of the groups that me and Matt are in, you know, talking only gets you so far. You're going to have to verify your net worth and verify your investments. We're not looking for your social or bank account or anything like that.
Damn, son, you're trying to get all personal.
You're going to have to show us what you're working with so we can know that we can provide some value to you, because if we don't have any, if we don't have any meat or potatoes to work with, we can't feed the family.
And so, just know that if you're not there yet, we got support. We have resources. We have outlets for you to plug into as well. And it's something that you can continue. I know for me, when I was first starting out and I got surrounded by a bunch of millionaires and I wasn't at that millionaire mark yet, it was really inspiring to me.
Yeah.
And it was also
somewhat intimidating.
And it kind of pissed me off a little bit that there were these, you know, experiences and these retreats and these things for people that I wanted to be in those rooms. Because I always believe you grow into the conversations around you, the environments around you, the people around you. So if you want to be a millionaire, get in a room with nine other millionaires. You're eventually going to adopt the mindset, the habits, the disciplines, yep. the strategies that they're doing. And we're going to have more of those opportunities for those of you who aren't at that seven-figure mark yet. And for those of you that are and you want to know more about some of our wealth camps, these are going to be five-star you know, retreats, really workshops.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, us just coming to talk to you. This is
very
us,
intimate.
All of us putting in the work and, you know, cross-pollinating, collaborating, talking about what's working, actually having, based on what your goals are, true strategic action plans that you can follow and execute on. We're going to be bringing world-class people from all around the world to, you know, help with your goals in regards to your wealth building vehicles and wealth building plans. And I don't want to release too much, but if you do want more information, we're going to be sharing some of that here in February, our first event, which will be either at the end of Q1 or early Q2. And we'll be releasing more information on that. So if you do want more information, text the word wealth camp. That's one word, no spaces. Text the word wealth camp to 844-447-1555. That is wealth camp. No spaces, one word, to 844-447-1555. Let's dig in, man. What do we got today?
Well, did you want to talk about...
I want to hear what's going on in the market real quick.
Okay, well, first things first, guys. This is these markets for the past couple weeks. You know, we've had these tensions with Iran. That's the short-term news. As we sit here today, we are no longer, those have kind of passed, and it's a really good example of why we do not let market headlines forecast our investments or make investment predictions for us.
Wait, you don't?
No, because the you know the pundits that were predicting a 15% correction in equities and blah, 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 those people that sold off, I call those soft hands or weak hands, those soft or weak hands that sold off and put their money into cash have now lost out on about 3% of market returns and now have to fight with themselves on, do I get back in at a higher market price mm-hmm. when I've missed out on that gain right there, that arbitrage. So, you know, one of the things that I can always tell you guys is no matter what happens in real estate, in your traditional investments, in really anything that you've committed to, staying fully invested is long-term always going to be the most successful recipe for yourself. So don't let short-term volatility in the market, in your investing world, a bad deal, a short-term loss in an investment really dictate what you're doing long-term for yourself, because that's just opposite. That would be bass ackwards.
It's the crockpot versus the microwave mindset, right?
Correct.
You got to play that long-term game when you really are talking about your wealth, because if you go, you know, pull yourself up on a timeline, let's just say, and you're looking down on the, you know, scope and the length of your investing journey, you know, there's going to be many peaks, many valleys, but if you do the right things, stay disciplined, stay the course,
mm-hmm.
you have the right advisors, someone like Ryan in your corner, someone like me in your corner, someone in your market, a mentor, individuals that you know have the results, the resources, and the resume to back it up, you're going to win out. You're going to end up on top in the long term.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you were saying just at the beginning of the episode today, you know, surrounding yourself by a successful, driven, good people, guilty by association will be a real thing that you'll experience. I know you've experienced that in your professional and personal life, and I have as well.
Yeah. And I think too, when it comes to your investing, and I'll just speak from, you know, my side of the coin on real estate investing. We talked about this on last week's episode. If you guys haven't listened to last week's episode in regards to what data, you know, I look at, Ryan looks at when it comes to researching the market. When we talk about real estate investing, or I know in your world, we don't do it off of emotion.
No.
It is always off of data. Make data-driven decisions. Yeah. Again, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. You're not going to be able to make 10 out of 10 choices correctly.
Ever.
But data will give you a better chance. That is your crystal ball in the context of investing, to give you clues and breadcrumbs and to tip the hat on some things that give you the confidence to move in the direction you think is most aligned with your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful what data you're looking at, what information you're getting, who you're getting it from. Very, very, very important things when it comes to the success and or failure of your investing journey. With that being said, today's, well, before we dive into today's question, dude, Tesla, $500 a share?
Most valuable car company as I sit here today, market cap of around $95 billion. If you take Ford and General Motors, I think you're sitting around $87 billion for their market cap. So, yeah.
Do you think Elon decided to spark up and get lit to celebrate breaking that $500 share mark or what?
I will say somewhere around that 420 share mark, I'm sure, just like he said, he secured his funding.
He secured the bag.
Yeah, no, that it's pretty impressive. You know,
it's amazing, man.
It's a good, you know, as wild of a ride as Tesla has been, and he is a very good example of what happens when you ignore the noise, keeps true to what you know and what you're good at. And you're not always going to get that level of result, but it's a good example of ignoring the outside noise, focusing on your goal and achieving, and holy cow, far achieving. I mean, to do what he's done, and everybody around him, you know, but we use him as the face of the brand.
Hey, he's the leader. He's the head of the pack.
Yeah, to do what he's done with that company in this amount of time, to go from almost being bankrupt to just Solar City to you know, this now, it's pretty impressive. I'll leave it at that, but it is simply impressive.
Yeah. So with that being said, let's dive into today's listener question from Sean Nugent. Sean asks, what are the top 5 to 7 books on real estate that you recommend someone get started with? And I'm going to give you my top five for a new and or beginning real estate investor. And these are books that I've reread multiple times throughout my journey. So whether you're seasoned or not, in my opinion, the more reps you get on these principles, these practices, and you really ingrain those into your DNA, how you approach real estate investing, there is absolutely no downside. Number one is going to be from the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Mm-hmm. Rich Dad Poor Dad is great, but that's not the book I'm going to recommend here. Rich Dad Poor Dad is a book that usually gets people excited about creating passive income and cash flow in their life. But if you're listening to this show, you're already turned on to that. So the more tactical book is going to be The Cash Flow Quadrants. And that's an amazing book that really will help you understand how to navigate your cash flow goals and the path and the journey of getting there. Number two is going to be The E-Myth for Real Estate Investors. Now, there's The E-Myth in general by Michael Gerber. And this is just a really great tactical business book. The E-Myth for Real Estate Investors by Michael Gerber. And he partnered up with Than Merrill, who I'm sure many of you, if you're in real estate or have heard radio ads or have seen TV ads or A&E's Flip This House, kind of the original dude, and has built an absolute empire, Than Merrill, with Fortune Builders. And he went and took this business model and paired it with Michael Gerber's E-Myth. They wrote The E-Myth for Real Estate Investors. And it teaches you how to truly run a real estate business like a business. That's the biggest downside I see for most real estate investors. It's a hobby. It is something that they think they're going to be able to get into, collect that mailbox money, sit back on a beach with an umbrella in their drink, and life's going to be great. And unfortunately, that's just not the truth. You know, you got to treat this with some intention, with some purpose, and some real structure and accountability around how to run your business to make sure that it kicks off the cash flow and the mailbox money that you want, so you can eventually go and sit on a beach with an umbrella and your drink. So E-Myth for Real Estate Investing. Number three is The Unofficial Guide to Real Estate Investing by Spencer Strauss, which is a great book to start with and covers pretty much everything from A to Z, soup to nuts. One of my favorite books and my originals that I read, and again, this is something that will teach you how to really run it like a business and to get the tactical strategies and the nuts and bolts, which is The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. Pretty much all his books are unbelievable. The One Thing, Millionaire Real Estate Investor, Millionaire Real Estate Agent, Hold, Flip. If you know Gary, he's been a mentor of mine and thousands of real estate investors, but he is somebody that he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he puts some of the top best quality content you could absolutely find when it comes to the real estate industry into books. Number five is going to be The Book on Real Estate Investing with No and Low Money Down by my buddy Brandon Turner, host of Bigger Pocket podcast. And he has a handful of great books, but this is a really good one for people that are looking to get in with you know, a low barrier of entry. Maybe you don't have a ton of cash sitting on the sideline or under your mattress or in your savings account or in a retirement account that you can use yet. He teaches some really great strategies in this book on how to get started with no or low money down. The last two I'm going to leave you with is going to be a book that I think every business owner, whether you are into real estate, doesn't matter what industry you're in, every business owner should read this book. And it's called Traction by Gino Wickman. And this was a book that was actually, I think, being taught at MIT and eventually turned into a book. MIT and, you know, some of the smartest, most intelligent, world-class, you know, businesses and business leaders have come out of that school and that place. And this was what was being taught as the curriculum, and it was turned into a book. So really cool that you can get your hands on that for relatively cheap. And one of my favorite books of all time that I just think anybody who wants to succeed at a really high level in life should read is Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. That's it, man. 5 to 7 books that you guys can start with. Sean, hopefully that was helpful. Listeners, hopefully that was helpful for you guys. Being that today we've had so many questions continue to come in on this idea of the infinite banking concept, yeah, and leveraging life insurance policies to grow your real estate portfolio, mm-hmm, or to invest in other things as well.
Yep.
In this context, I love it because I'm doing this with you, mm-hmm, being that... you know, I want to find ways of making my money go further, and cash just sitting around in a bank account does not do that.
No, if you're not making at least 2.5, well, we'll call it 2 to 3% interest on your dollar, you're likely losing purchasing power on that dollar. So you always want to make sure your money is working for you in some way, shape, or fashion, because non-deployed cash sitting in a bank is being deployed by the bank to work for them. So you definitely want to make sure your money is deployed at all times and working for you in some way, shape, or form. Using a life policy that is structured properly and is the right type of policy, like we've discussed on the prior podcast, is really important. And I've gotten people doing little policies, big policies, states all around. And so what I thought I'd give you guys today is kind of an actual example.
Because we've had so many people reaching out and saying, hey, I got, you know, an extra $50,000 at the end of the year, mm-hmm, every year, that I'm trying to figure out how to use it to help me unlock more financial freedom or to buy more real estate assets or to do X, Y, or Z, right?
Yep.
And so I figured it'd be a great way to really break this down by being that I've sat across the table, one, as a client of Ryan's, and two, I've seen him do this countless times with people all around the country answering this question and actually explaining it in a way that, one, I understood it, and two, anybody can understand it and actually see the real value of it. Because yeah. I think here this is just my experience, and this, you know, from me sitting down in front of a lot of quote unquote advisors who want my business.
Yeah.
And half the shit that they talk about, I don't fully comprehend or even understand.
By design,
right? One of the things that I really appreciated about you when we developed our friendship and decided to give you my money and let you do what you do best, which has been one of the best, at least investing decisions outside of my real estate investing focus of my journey, was understanding the ABCs of what I'm actually giving you my money and how it's working.
Yeah, just like with anything, just like with a real estate, you know, you're going to go look at the property, walk it if you can, really understand the area, the comp it out, what's good, what's bad before you put your money into it. So the same thing with the life policy. There's a couple things, and I'm going to go over a few brief ones. And I would encourage you guys, if I say anything today that strikes your ear or you have any inkling of questions, feel free to reach out. There's no cost or obligation to do anything, but I'm happy to talk to anybody that's willing to lend their ear. Give me the time of day.
I know many people have been reaching out to you directly. Best place for them to ask some of their pointed questions, at least let's say on this topic or any really, you know, retirement planning focus. What's the best place for them to send those questions in directly to you?
So two places. First is my email. It's my first name, Ryan, last name Breedwell, B as in boy, R-E-E-D-W-E-L-L, @capital spelled with an O, planninggroup.com. You can also find me on social media. My handle on Instagram is rbreedwell, @rbreedwell. Go ahead and send me a direct message there. I'll just simply set up a time to get on a phone call with you, and we'll just have an open conversation on what you want to go over. Today, I kind of put my most average case size that I've been talking about, like I told you, is around mm-hmm. $50,000. And I have a 35-year-old male, could be a 35-year-old female, sex doesn't matter, I just have to pick one. And they're putting $50,000 in to this policy for 10 years. And so $500,000 over 10 years. And then what that could look like in year three, four, five for them to use for real estate. So in this example, this individual put in $50,000 for 5 years. There is $125,000 of deployable cash in the policy in year five that can be used to go buy real estate.
You put it as a down payment, go pay cash for a house if you want to, depending on the market and the price point.
You could lend your money out to another real estate investor.
Private lender and yep. earn interest and points on your money, okay.
Yeah, and the one thing that's very unique about this, guys, is the money that goes into life insurance policies, generally speaking, when it comes out, and you'll need to consult your tax advisor to confirm your situation for this. But generally, when it comes out, it's going to come out via a loan. And because it's coming out via a loan, the money comes out to you tax-free. So that's kind of point number one. And point number two, the very big difference on this class of asset that works differently than most other classes, and was when you take dollars out of a normal investment, the crediting stops on that because the money is no longer there. Not only does the money not stop getting credited, so the actually account still gets credited, like that $125,000 was still there, so it still gets to grow even if it's out being deployed. You have an option to earn a spread on the loan. So you could earn double interest two different ways on $1 while still buying a piece of real estate.
I like that.
And that is, there's just simply nothing else in the marketplace that does that. So that being said, that individual would continue to do that. The pot of money would continue to grow. There's eventually hundreds and millions of dollars to be deployed throughout this person's lifetime.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And then at age 60, they would likely, in my scenario, retire and then liquidate that whole cash value bucket plus the death benefit to them while they're alive. And that looks like about $210,000 a year for the rest of their life from age 60 and beyond.
Say that one more time.
$210,000 a year for the rest of their life. So $500,000 in. And if I add up $210,000 from age 60 to age 105, that's $7.83 million back out tax-free, all while doing multiple things with $1, buying yourself real estate, protecting your family and your assets with a life insurance policy, and using yourself as a piggy bank. This is the infinite banking concept. And the ultimate goal being, once you're done with everything, supplementing yourself with tax-free income. Mm. And that's what, and you know, you look up any Fortune 500 CEO, this is what they're doing with their money. You go look at the ultra wealthy, this is what they're doing with their money. Professional athletes, I have a couple, this is what they're doing with their money. So why aren't you doing it with yours? Because it's accessible to anybody at whatever level you want to set it
that's
up.
That's a good question. I want to sidestep real quick. Why don't most people do this with their money?
This type of concept was normally reserved for the wealthy, and it wasn't...
As in nobody talked about it? They didn't want people to know about it?
Yeah, infinite banking concept is an old concept, like I said, but normally used with individuals that had a lot more money because the costs on the policies were higher. You had to have more money. There were minimums in place. Those have since gone by the wayside because as... generally, things do over time, they improve and get better. These policies now, you can fund them with $500 a month, $100,000 a year, $200,000. You can pretty much design it how you see fit for yourself over a long period of time, over a short period of time. And that just wasn't accessible back when these were starting to get popular.
So there's no cap on the amount of money that can be funneled into a policy like this each and every year?
No, there obviously we want to make sure it's quantifiable and we want to commit to something that we can do, but there's no income limits. There's no age 59 and a half restrictions. Your money's not tied up like it is in other traditional qualified investments. And you're paying your taxes today, which I would argue the taxes on these dollars are going to be at their lowest that they've ever been ever, because tax rates in the future, you know, we have an underfunded Social Security system and Medicare system, which is going to need to get money. And the low-hanging fruit is
so taxes are on discount right now is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And so taking advantage of that is a really strong thing, and a lot of people are doing that. That's why you've probably seen the Roth conversions are really, really, really popular right now, especially with the new tax changes. And that's converting a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA so that all distributions in the future are tax-free.
Pay your tax now instead of later at a higher rate.
Yeah, and you know, follow the big money because they have the resources to find out things earlier than us, and that's what everybody on the big dollar side is doing right now. They are paying their taxes today.
Why aren't more advisors... I mean, this to me, you just touched on the trifecta of value that a vehicle like this provides. Why are more advisors not doing this for their clients? I'm just curious.
I think they're being a lot of them follow a really, a lot of them follow a really old mindset mentality. Things that my dad did when he was in his 20s or 30s. They're taught by somebody that, you know, wears an off the rack suit from Macy's and a red tie every single day. That's just has gone by the wayside, unfortunately. Not being open to new concepts, not truly understanding what they're doing. And unfortunately, guys, you know, from what I see, I've been surrounded by some of the best advisors, nationally ranked, nationally recognized, and that's who taught me. So I've been kind of blessed with that platform. But if I pulled 10 advisors right off the street and I looked at their plan, 9 of them are not going to be designed right because they're all cookie cutter. Everybody does a cookie cutter portfolio or financial plan for their individual, then it's not tailored to that person exactly what they need and why they need it and for their lifestyle, so on and so forth. So just frankly put, because most advisors do not know what they're doing.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. And I, and it's,
so
it's
one hard. Is ignorance.
Yeah.
And then two, I'm going to guess, is there are other vehicles they make more money in.
Yep. That is also, you know, I've told this to you, but yeah, the compensation on some of the other vehicles is more preferential for the advisor. They're not a true fiduciary like I am. They have a dual registration, which we may go over in a future episode, where you do not have to actually act in a fiduciary capacity. You can still broker a product to somebody. And anybody that's a broker that's getting a commission off of you, not wholesaling you the product at a wholesale value with a fee base, with an ideal in line with you, the only way I make more money is if you make more money. You don't want to work with a person like that. And that's what most people have.
That's why anybody that is trying to earn my business, I make them earn my business. I date them for a while before I,
you know. Our first date was beautiful. I just want to put that out there, guys.
Are you going to like just leave him hanging on that? Are you going to explain a little bit?
Or? Well, I mean, we'll leave that for
a future episode.
That won't be for a future episode. I'll dangle the carrot more. That'll be for the first Wealth Building Camp. Intro is Ryan and Matt's first date.
Let's just say it involved a couple good old fashioned, actually. And some pretty fun stories of our past.
That tartar was bomb.
Because I think a lot why I really appreciate Ryan and his approach was he was very honest with me and was like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. If your money is better placed elsewhere, and you're already generating the returns and doing things that I can't necessarily help you with, I'm going to tell you that. Yeah. I'm also going to tell you by looking at some of the things that you do have where you might be able to save money or where you might be able to compound your money at a much higher rate, where you may be more aligned with this vehicle because of the goals you're telling me you have. And that was really important for me, being that we are often subjected to a lot of different opinions, and it's really hard sometimes to decipher which people really have your best interest in mind.
Yeah, it really, really, really is.
It really is. And so when, you know, you had shared some of the things that you shared with me about a lot of the stuff that I had already had set up, and when you really understood what my goals were, you provided the best advice, and some of that advice had absolutely nothing to do with you. It had nothing to do with me investing any money with you. And so I really appreciated that. So circling back to this, you know, asking some basic questions when it comes to this. So no cap on
contribution limits or income or,
and all of that will reduce your taxable income that goes into those vehicles?
There is no write-off
for
putting money into these like you would get off into your 401ks or your IRAs. These would be after-tax dollars.
You've
already paid taxes on these dollars. So when your money goes in, these dollars have already been taxed. But the benefit is they're going to grow tax-free, and as long as the rules are followed, which we always follow the rules, the money will come back out likely tax-free to yourself. And so that is the real benefit of these plans. And like I said, because that you can deploy the cash and the cash still gets growth credited to it, like it's not gone, there's no other asset that currently exists that does that. And that is a contractually guaranteed provision. So it's a very powerful tool when leveraged properly. It'll explode your net worth, explode your real estate portfolio, and really get you on that road to becoming a millionaire.
So let's say I pull some cash out of my policy, and what am I going to pay? Oftentimes, how do I know what I'm going to pay to borrow that money out of my policy?
Generally speaking, there's no cost to do so. And if there is a cost in the early years, it's around 1 cent on every dollar. And the policy does not generally begin accruing interest till after the money has been out of the policy for 12 months.
So I go and deploy that cash. And let's say I do a private money loan at 10%. I'm going to charge a couple points and I make $5,000.
Yep.
And of that cash that I pulled out plus the money that I made, I send it back over. Goes into the policy.
It's like it was never gone.
Am I going to pay taxes on those?
If it's up to you to report the $5,000 that you earned on that cash.
Okay.
I'm not your CPA, so you'll have to talk to him about that. So I'm not sure if you'll pay taxes on that or not. But the money you took out of your policy, no, you would pay zero taxes on it. It would get credited growth like it was never out of your policy. So now you're making money on the policy dollar, even though it's out of it. Plus, it sounds like you've just charged 10% plus some points on some privately lended cash. You made $5,000. Now you're putting the money back in. And heck, you have an opportunity to take a participating loan that you could also say, hey, I want to try to have an opportunity to make a positive arbitrage on the loan spread. So you could potentially, in that scenario, have three different opportunities to make interest credited on that dollar with $1.
Mm.
And I don't know anything else that I can do that with.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
So going back to this initial scenario, $50K over
10 years,
$10
$500,000 over 10 years, person's going to put in that money. They're going to have an option to use that money, you know, to a certain degree immediately. There's some constraints and we would go over that with the individual on a specific basis if somebody called in. But you're going to have access to 80 to 90% of that account value at any one time in a lump sum to deploy towards purchasing real estate, doing really anything you want with
right.
There's no
restrictions on where you can use that cash.
The restrictions are you can take up to this percentage based on how much is in your account value in a lump sum at one time, and that is the constraints. You can only take one loan at a time. Once the money is deployed, you have to put the money back in or take a separate loan. You can't take an additional loan off of one loan. Pretty straightforward. So if you deployed all 80% of your cash, you'd have to wait until that most of that money went back in. But again, because of the mechanics of the policy, how many things you can do with $1, there is simply nothing else out there that does that this many things with $1.
It's amazing. And then let's say by the time I start at 35, by the time I'm 45...
By the time you're 45, there's well over $600,000 of cash under our current example of $50,000 a year in the policy. So that would be around $580,000 you could take out and purchase an investment with. We're talking, you know, now we're talking commercial properties, we're talking apartment buildings, we're talking 17, 24, 48 doors in some states, talking $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month of passive income off that move, plus the equity interest, plus the tax write-offs. All while earning interest on those dollars like they were never deployed.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of anything up until this point better than this vehicle.
When structured when it comes and used to the properly.
Infinite banking concept.
Yeah, it's a very important you work with somebody that structures them properly.
Okay, so let's talk about real quick before we wrap up today's episode. What are some of the downsides of not structuring it properly that you've seen people get all hot and heavy on the infinite banking concept and then they go and screw the pooch and they have no idea and it really ends up working against them?
Well, they buy the wrong type of policy. That's the first thing. Second, they have the mentality like they're buying a term life insurance policy where they say, well, for every dollar, I want the most amount of life insurance that I can get, which is the correct idea for a term life insurance policy. But in this type of policy, we actually want to have the opposite mindset. What's the least amount of insurance I can buy for this dollar?
Right.
And then every extra dollar that I'm giving you gets overfunded into the policy. And you need to have somebody that knows how to run that properly. You need to have a policy that gives you some long-term care. You need to have a policy that has lapse protections and guarantees, a guaranteed rate of return, no dividend, no company to, you know, not a whole life policy. That's, you know, some company decides how much I get based on the market return. None of that. It needs to be an indexed or interest linked policy with a zero floor, a cap on your return, so you have an idea of what you're going to get with no market risk. And that has loan provisions that allow you to do, as I've said, either have no cost to yourself or an opportunity to earn a positive arbitrage on the spread. And those are the types of policies I use with my clients and that we've always done with you as well.
Love it, man. This was some good stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. If you guys have any questions, reach out to my man. He is the guy. Here's the thing too. Ryan is not a salesman. And that's what I love about him. All he does is just provide value, answer questions. And if there's alignment and you see a fit for him being, I always like to say is like, hey, you're driving the car. He's just helping you navigate. Yeah. Exactly. He's sitting in the driver's seat as your co-pilot and helping you navigate based on what your end destination is. And everybody's got a different goal and a different destination when it comes to their wealth building vision. So be sure to take advantage of a free resource. And you guys have gotten to know Ryan listening to the Millionaire Mindcast Wealth Building Wednesday episodes. And if you're new to the show, go back and listen to a lot of the content that he shared. Dude is world class. And you guys know I wouldn't bring anybody on here. And again, this, I don't benefit from any of this. This is just me trying to add value to you guys and cover a different side of the coin outside of real estate investing when it comes to leveraging different vehicles for building wealth. So best way they can reach out to you again is
at my handle on Instagram, at R Breedwell, or sending me an email directly, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Breedwell, B as in boy, R-E-E-D-W-E-L-L, at Capital. Capital is spelled with an O, planninggroup.com.
Damn, son, you need to get an easier
CPG,
email.
CPG is a Norwegian mining company, and they will not sell us the handle. So if y'all want to blow up cpg.com and tell them to sell me the damn thing,
like,
for
give
not
me a shortened domain
for not $50,000, domain trolls. Sorry to digress.
Well, all of just know that we'll have all of this information on what links, go.millionairemindcast.com to enter the contest each and every month. Yeah, ask some questions. My contact information, Ryan contact information in the show notes. So be sure to check those out at millionairemindcast.com. And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be covering the difference between a fiduciary, a broker, a dual hat advisor, and some of the things that you really need to be aware of and be careful of. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. If you have any additional questions that you want us to answer on the show, head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit that question. And by doing so, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. That's go.millionairemindcast.com. And if you got some great value from today's show, be sure to leave a review, subscribe so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. Most importantly, share this episode with someone that you know can get some insight and some value from what was talked about in today's episode. Now, if you're someone who is truly serious about building wealth, whether that's through real estate or the equities markets, we all know that you can accelerate those goals and those achievements by being in proximity to conversations, to resources, to other individuals. And you can do that by heading over to therichlifeacademy.com and join our community for just $7 a month and get involved in the conversation, get involved in the community and be surrounded by other people who are actively pursuing and achieving the goals that you too are going after in your own life or in your own business. Or if you are really serious about elevating your network and accelerating your growth, go to ineedaccountability.com to join our 90-day accountability group challenges that are running year-round. And this is where we place you into a group with five other hand-selected, hard-charging wealth builders who are setting goals, who are tracking those in our software with the success mentor that is given to those five individuals in that group and is actually holding you accountable to tracking and achieving those collectively as a group. And if you want to know more about what that entails, go to ineedaccountability.com. Or if you are someone who is further down the path with your wealth building and you're ready to go vertical, you're ready to scale, and you want to know more about our elite one-on-one wealth acceleration coaching packages, which entails working one-on-one directly with myself or Ryan or other wealth advisors in our community, email Mattie at millionairemindcast.com to learn more. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.